Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Real quick, I want to give a shout out to a good partner and friend of the show. All right, Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by Suizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it is a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply at Suizo.com. 40 years strong in business. That's Suizo Construction. Again, S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W.com. All right, we got all sorts of people to listen to the show. Kenny Wilhite shot me a text yesterday throughout the show. Vershawn Jackson just sent a message in that Nebraska's 0-4 when they wear black-type uniforms. All right. Jake, does that change? Because I started to get a little bit excited about the black uniforms and a blackout day after Halloween. Hopefully it's a night game against USC. Hopefully the defense is playing well. Does that change how you view it at all?
Not necessarily. Rashawn also said only black shirts should wear black jerseys and only in practice. So obviously some kind of different opinions.
Such an offensive guy. Such an offensive thing to say. Honestly, I agree with him. But I do like the idea of the blackout game. I just do.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of the blackout game. And honestly, the first time Nebraska ever wore like an all-black uniform, I don't even remember when it was. It would have been probably over a decade ago. I was kind of like, I actually did not like the offensive guys wearing it. That was like, I loved it for defense, but I'm like, the offensive guys should have a different color on. Like, I know that doesn't make sense, but that's just how I feel, dadgummit. So I don't completely disagree with Rashawn there. All right, anything else before we get back to the press conference reaction?
Not necessarily, although I probably pitched this idea to you before, but what would you think about, have you remember the Georgia bones they used to put, little helmet stickers?
Yeah.
Would you be okay with just black shirt bones, just bones on only for the defense, helmet stickers?
So in general, I like Ohio State does something like that. My high school did something like that. In general, I like it. For Nebraska, no. You know why? Because we haven't done that historically.
Yeah.
And I don't think we need to change who we are. We just need to start winning football games. There. I don't have anything else to add. Point blank. How's that, Jake?
Fair enough.
Winning more football games. Okay, to be clear. All right. Holgorsen said TJ Lateef and Jalen Grobstad are taking equal reps. Thoughts on that? Because the backup quarterback job is not something we've talked about, frankly, since probably February. We did a whole show on it one day, I remember. Jalen is like another coach on the field. Dylan specifically recruited him to come back at the end of last year, November, December. Clearly, they want him on the field. I tell you what, anytime I've ever watched film or I've watched TJ at practice, the dude's impressive. Like, he just is. Would you err towards the younger guy to get him experience for the future and down the road? Or would you err towards the older guy knowing he's got a little bit more experience and maybe initially he might play better under pressure just because he's been there before?
It's tough because, I mean, like you said, I mean, it would be kind of Grahamstead's first real competition at this level. So I think it would be different if you got like Riker Fife back there, right? Mm-hmm. Who's been through these games before, had a start or whatever. And as compared to Grahamstead, but you can't get the experience till it's presented to you.
Yep.
But all that being said, if it's close, I think you play the younger guy. Although today's age, it's so weird. Like, would the younger guy, was that make him happier? Does that give him film that he can send out? When he, you know, so You know, that's really tough. But I think you, I think at that point, and I think part of it might depend too on what's the situation. Mm-hmm. If your quarterback out for four games, then maybe go with the younger guy. If you need a drive or two, maybe go with the veteran.
I think I've talked about this before. I will never forget Harrison Beck, throw God. Have you seen those videos online? He hasn't put any out for a couple of years. Good Lord. I digress. Okay. Harrison Beck was a true freshman. I want to say it was a Kansas State game. I think Zach went down, and they put in Harrison Beck and burned his redshirt for one game. And remember, we played K-State like late in the year. We're talking October, maybe November at that point.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, we're going to burn a redshirt for this. I personally did not think he was that great. He's a bit of an odd duck, all right? So maybe that influenced my opinion of his football skills. And we won the game. So it's kind of like I talked about burning Zach Potter's redshirt for him to be on the field goal block team, and then he blocked two straight field goals against Pittsburgh, and we won 7-6. So what the heck do I know about making decisions on redshirts? All right. Holgerson said Ja'Cory Barney has had his best practice, best week of practice since Dana has gotten here. Tank Dell has rubbed off on Ja'Cory. All right, he's talked about ball being secured, assignment and alignment, which if you're a football guy, you've heard the term assignment and alignment about 4 billion times in your life, is what he's looking for from the running backs down the depth chart. In other words, there's a lot of young guys there. I'm just going to be blunt. Can you not make the big screw up? Like, there's talented guys on this team, but when you're young, coaches tend to play guys they trust to do the right thing, sometimes over guys who can make the big play, because if you make the big play in the wrong direction, that affects your team in a drastic way. Like if you have a big turnover or a big bust in protection or something like that. Right now, he's like, we got talented young guys, but who's going to step up and who's going to do the little things so we don't have a big breakdown? Because that can cause as big a problem as anything sometimes too. Says we have at least 8 solid guys on the O-line, and they're all playing well together as a unit. All right, Donovan Raiola, here's our reaction to his press conference. The unit overall, the offensive line, is the best it has been. He has been around since he's been here, which I think most of us anticipate. I don't think that's a surprise to any of us. The tackle jobs are both open still. Gunnar Gatula, Elijah Pritchett, maybe Gunnar slides over or Elijah slides over if one of them is going to win the left tackle job. We do know that Tyler Kanak and Teddy Prochaska and Turner Corcoran are all battling at one of the tackle spots. Seems like the right tackle spot as well. All right. He did say might be a game day decision on starters, because you get the impression like they're splitting hairs as to who's the better player right now. And maybe, I don't want to say it's almost weird to say if an offensive tackle gets hot, but if he's playing really, really well, he's lathered up and he's going and he's playing well, he might stay in versus a guy, maybe he struggles the first drive or two and you sub another guy in a little bit quicker, or maybe you've got a rotation and you're trying. This might be a thing that we figure it out as the season goes along, if it's that close, especially when you got guys coming back from injury. They might feel, play, and look better the middle of the year than they do in the beginning of the year. Okay, there's a difference between being cleared and feeling good, a drastic difference. And time is the only thing that can actually help you feel good. All right, says Dylan is very cerebral. Going back to the offensive line, Turner Corcoran has attacked his recovery, and it says a lot about him. Has offensive linemen that play multiple spots in practice. Feels good if Henry Latovsky has to move to left tackle or right tackle. It's interesting to me that he would talk about him moving to left or right tackle when I just named 5 guys battling for the tackle spot. Does that maybe indicate?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I don't know. Does that maybe indicate nobody has stood out just yet at the tackle spot beyond just it being a competition? Or maybe he's like, The backup guard came in. He's like, Henry, just take a couple at right tackle. Let's just see how you look in case we have to throw you out there at some point. How do you take that?
Yeah, that's interesting. I'd be interested to kind of see the context of it too. But maybe it's just talking about the versatility that Litovsky could bring. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm glad you started with this is the best the offensive line has looked since he's been here. Because otherwise, I'm a little bit questioning. I think tackle's a spot. One of the most important spots on the team. Two of the biggest positions, obviously. And not having that solidified, or maybe they have somewhat of an idea, but not completely going to release it. That would make it feel a little bit better. But and then additionally throwing kind of the Litovsky thing in there, I'm just not convinced. I'm sorry, Nebraska has had years to bring in tackles, and they haven't been able to really do it. And so now all of a sudden to tell me they've got 5-6 lined up and any of them can play, I'm not convinced.
There's things that I feel really good about. I feel like Dylan Raiola is going to be a good quarterback. Again, all Big Ten type performer at some level. That's all I'm looking for. I don't want to say that's all, but that's what I'm looking for, and I feel like that's very realistic. Good starting running back. We can go to 13 personnel, one running back, three wide receivers, no problem. We can go to 12 personnel, all right, with two tight ends, from Lindenmeyer to Harburg. Haven't heard a lot about Nelson other than he looks different, and we know he's an athlete, but 12 personnel. All right, the three interior offensive linemen, all right, Justin Evans to Litovsky and Spindler, you feel really good about. The question marks, just like there's going to be question marks on defense as well, just because you haven't seen it in front of you in a game situation to where you're like, you can definitively say, well, we look good there. I can see it now. We haven't seen it yet. Haven't played a game yet, but haven't seen it. As you mentioned, maybe in a recent history, offensive tackle, who's going to step up? Who's going to step up? Who's going to step up? I remember going into my sophomore year, it was a battle. Who's going to step up and win that other defensive end job? Opposite side of Bernard Thomas. I was in the same situation. There were similar questions. Who was going to step up? Who was going to fight, scratch, and claw? Who was going to get better? Who was going to earn it day in and day out? I still think we have two Sunday players, Gunnar Gotula, Elijah Pritchett, that are in that tackle, offensive tackle conversation. Who's going to step up? You look at the running back depth, who's going to step up? He's talking about guys just doing, I don't want to say just doing basic, simple things, because that doesn't, it makes it sound easy. It's not easy. If it was easy, everybody could do it. Not everybody can do it. But who's going to step up and do those things? Like, those are some of the question marks that I have. Who ends up being our backup quarterback? Was last year the first year we've had in like 8 or 9 years where the starting quarterback didn't miss a game at some point? I think it was last year was the first year in 6, 7, 8 years. So just in case, who is that guy? That doesn't mean, oh, we think those spots are bad. It means it needs to be proven. You got anything to add real quick?
No. I think you pretty much covered there. And I guess I kind of forgot about that Nebraska, that Raiola was able to stay healthy and that recently Nebraska's had that problem.
So let me correct. It wasn't Henry Litovsky. Got a correction here. It was Gunnar Gotula.
Okay, yeah.
That makes more sense. That makes a little bit more sense.
Strike everything I said. I love the tackle position at Nebraska.
Well, we can only go off the information that we're given. So I'm glad we could correct that. Okay. Let me see here. Get back on track here. Says the offensive line. Oh, we already talked about that. Says guys are upholding the standard of what the Nebraska offensive line is a player-led room, and says they are a special group. Says he thinks Turner Corcoran can play all 5 spots. So I know Sam Sledge is a guy that can step up in there, but if Justin Evans were to go down, like who's the other center? Okay, because that's a unique spot. Essentially, it's not the exact same thing because the hand placement, the footwork, the stance is different. But if you can play left guard, you can play right guard. Okay. It's harder to transition from left to right tackle because there's more space you're dealing with, but you can do that. All right, center, obviously, as we saw in years past, snapping, blocking, doing all that stuff, calling any of the audibles because you are the quarterback of the offensive line. Pointing out where the mic is, protections, all that good stuff. There's a lot that goes into playing center. Not just anybody can just slide into that role and do it. So if Turner can do it, Sam can do it, whoever can do it, whoever the backup center is, that's a very important job in case, you know, we need another guy to step up at some point. Hopefully everyone stays healthy. All right. Says guys are upholding the standard with the Nebraska offensive line is. What that means to me, blue collar, in your face, smash mouth, physical football. It doesn't mean you do everything right. It doesn't mean you don't get beat sometimes. Those guys are on scholarship. They're getting paid NIL. They're lifting. They're watching film. They're trying to get better too. When they do beat you, how do you respond? When you get punched in the mouth, how do you respond? Do you punch them right back in the mouth? in a football sense, metaphorically speaking and literally speaking as well. So that's what that means to me. I want to see a physical, they're huge, and they are talented, and they are experienced offensive line. So that's what that means to me. Kind of what does that mean to you there, Jake?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, I think the excitement for them, and I'm glad you stated it because you're talking about the other day, is just how big they are. And so, you know, while I do have these kind of long-standing thoughts about the offensive line and maybe marginally getting better here and there and still kind of missing out on tackle, though Gatula stepped up well, you know, it kind of goes back to the fact that they probably should be heading, you know, they should be stronger in Raiola's fourth year. And so we'll have to wait and see. I mean, I'd love to hear from Coach Raiola and kind of see where this is, because again, these are, I think the front lines are the biggest questions coming into the year on offense and defense.
So getting some feedback from some folks that there might be some older fans who are already saying they won't wear black to the blackout against USC potentially.
Okay.
We'll see how this unfolds. So again, this is not a hill I'm going to die on, but my preference, I like the traditional jerseys that we tend to wear. Just, I'm a fan of big brand traditional jerseys. That's just what I like. I don't need anything fancy. Okay, that's just me. I think it speaks to sometimes less is more, and it speaks to we don't need to try to follow the cool kids to be one because we're already a leader. That's just how I see it. Now, if you win football games, that's a lot easier to say. The more football games you win, the easier that is to have that attitude. I do kind of like the idea of the all-black uniforms, the blackout. Oh, God, I hope it's a night game versus USC day after Halloween. I can get into that. Part of that is my 100% black shirt bias. I know they're not black shirt uniforms, but in my eyes, they are. If people don't want to wear black, I understand it. What I would say is if that's what they're calling for, I say let's do it. Whether it's somebody's preference or not, I say let's do it. I wonder if people might feel differently if we were, say, 4-0 versus 0-4 in black type uniforms. Final thoughts before we had to break on that, Jake?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree with you. I mean, I get it too. I like the tradition, you know, the sea of red, all of that. But like you said, this is a special event. They're trying to come together. They're trying to do something. That's why I'm never, the real reason I'm not all the way sold on black shirt or blackouts is because we've seen how they've worked, right? Checkered black, checkered, you know, red here and there. And so it just hasn't really came together. I think because of those maybe ideas about non-traditional, you know, wanting to go away from the traditional jerseys. I would say just, you know, it's the day after Halloween, have some fun. If you're not going to wear black, put on an outfit and just have some fun with everybody else.
What if there were 92,000 Halloween costumes in the stands?
That'd be sweet.
That would never happen, but it would be phenomenally phenomenal. Going back to our guffaw that we've since corrected, knowing that Gunnar Kutula, because I said it is harder to swing from left tackle to right tackle to left than it is left guard to right guard. There's just much more space, much more speed versus the players that you're going to be dealing with. It's harder to do. But the fact that he has confidence that Gatula can go right, can go left, if Pritchett does win that left tackle job, it makes you feel better about the right tackle job if he's the best option. Maybe it's Canuck, maybe it's Corcoran, maybe it's Prochazka. We'll see what happens there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.